Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, what's up, and welcome back to another great episode of Zompire, our radio, the Zompire Hour, because we're always up late, and we're up like zombies and vampires, so we're Zompires. What is tonight's topic? Well, tonight's topic is Cardi B is a piece of trash, and I want the public to call in and change my mind. Why do I call her a piece of trash? Well, she acts like a hoe. She teaches the youth to be a hoe. And if that wasn't bad enough, she was drugging, robbing, and according to some reports I read online, even letting guys get raped. Now, that's fucked up. That's why this show had to be rated R, because it gets crazy shit. I want to see, though, what the public thinks about this. I think she's a piece of trash. I already thought she was a piece of trash, but because of these new allegations, or I think she was even admitting and flaunting it, that's what really pissed me off. It's bad enough you get caught doing bad stuff, but if you're, like, glorifying it and flaunting it, like, yeah, that's taking it too far. But we're going to take a little commercial break, and we're going to play some big Sloan. Actually, Sloan Bone from Moat Thugs. The name of the song is Oath. We're going to play this, and I'm going to, like, post this up, post the number, you know, take a little commercial break, and we'll be right back. So check it out. This is Sloan Bone, and the name of the song is Oath. Enjoy.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's that hip-hop music. You know, that shit back in the 70s and 80s that we grew up to love. Niggas had rhymes, cold beats. We gotta bring that shit back. Check it. Anybody in my vicinity talking loud with kids doing the dome like they was sitting in the same seat as John Kennedy. Ain't no ducking, I'm coming to your location. Clap the enemy, that's how I give them a standing ovation. End up being a poster boy on front pages. I ain't talking beer when they put the foul in cold cases. Then I celebrate with some Ace of Spades spread on the whole crowd as I spit above your pay grade. These mediocre niggas are raising a tirade. Then it became irate. These are rappers that I ate. On this mic, I'm a cargo ship with heavy freight. Killing magazine MCs with the sports that I illustrate. Golden State to the garden. I got the world in the palm of my hands. Equivalent to the same size of Connie Hawk. Got a grip on the spinning ball. Choking new bit ball. Quickly become top receivers of bullets like Bolitnikov. My machine calling antihistamine at your chest. Open your heart and cardiac. That's my definition of breaststroke. And that you in the river. A different type of aquatic. Man. Swimming with the sharks down, bottom feet are face down. Hopping the dag, talking to Siri again about which direction to start aiming my sim again. Ain't got to sit for nobody but approach me to men. Now they mind when blank, somebody better fill them in. Hip hop, this saved my life. I may slip, but I'ma see alright, nigga. That's why I serve this mic. I took an oath on my mama, I'ma never lose sight since I was a little kid dreaming about being rich and barely not eating. Put my own brand of shoes on my feet. Yeah, ride, nigga. This is a different era. I ain't talking dropping no balls, nigga. Shopping that Forever 21. What happened to y'all? Damn. Lord behold, the truth be told. I Kurt Cobain myself before I ever dressed in front of a 1 year old. You're not masculine. Hit him with the mag in him. Alone the whole bag in him. You a Simpson, send him with mag in him. This coward's on a different path. Hit him with the simple math. Me and you, one on one.
Put him in a body bag.
The people tripping, not horrifying the image be. Cause the text split you in half like a line of symmetry. I'm actually the whole coke in a rap with 2 4s on my lap. Getting hand from Brooke in the back. Strapped with C4 in the backpack. Cause I'm raw on a Monday night, ready to blow up the WWE, man. Then skate off in the coupe that's matte black and throw away my jacket cause I don't wanna catch flack. Fuck the picture. Nigga wanna step in the batter's box and grab my plate. I'ma make sure I get you in the chatterbox live on Fox so the whole world can watch this one game series and I like the spot. Man, I'm in the lights and blocks to celebrate my independence with fireworks and fire marshal style.
Chill, slow.
The flame is killing me. I don't give a fuck. I'm coming for the whole industry, nigga.
Guys, and we are back, but I just got to go do something real quick. But we're live. Tonight's topic, if you guys want to call in, is Cardi B is a piece of trash, changed my mind. And they no longer give me the link to share here. They just give like a Facebook share type thing. I don't know what it is, but we're going to share this real quick before I go take my... I gotta go drink this tonic that's helping me with this cold that I'm getting over. Yeah, so I'm thinking of just redoing the show tomorrow when I can actually get loud. That's what I'm thinking about. But other than that, we gotta take another commercial break. So we're gonna play another one by Sloan Bone of Moat Thugs. with this one other DJ. The name of the song is Turn Up. And you can get it right now. It's available on all streaming platforms and also available for streaming, I think, on Spotify and stuff like that. So, yeah, get out there and support it. The song is hot. I'll be back after this short commercial break. Thank you. myself, and we're back live on the Zompire Hour. And wow, that was a great song, you know, by Slow and Bone of Mouth Thugs. The name of the song is Turn Up, Go Buy It. And look out for his new album, Catharsis, coming out very, very soon. Back to the topic, though. Cardi B is a piece of trash. And like I stated before, I really didn't like the way she acts like a hoe and teaches the youth to be a hoe. But then it's worse now that she is straight up, like, admitted that she drugged and robbed dudes. And even worse, had them get raped, or at least one guy. I don't know. All I can say is that it's fucked up on every level. And because of that, I'm gonna stick to the fact that I think she's a piece of trash, and I want you, the people out there, to call in and change my mind. Either that, or if you agree with me, tell me why you agree, what you think about the news reports, what's been going on. Be honest. You don't have to hide what you feel. That's what radio's for, to let it all out on the air. We were going to have some people call in, but I don't know if they are. I got the old call-in number, but I think that number stays the same. And I shared the link so people could listen live a couple places. I need to really work on my whole, you know, pre-promo stage of the show, you know, share it everywhere. And then I need to work on the whole, like, when I'm live, sharing it. I'm just trying to get back into podcasting really now, guys. That's what I'm doing. So, you know, we were going to start off with Cardi B and then take it to open mic. But, you know, that's the headline to grab, you know, the clickbait. Not even clickbait. I really wanted to talk about this topic with people. And we're probably going to go in deeper tomorrow and really, really go in deep with this topic. Have different people call in, tell me what they think. And, yes, the show's rated R, so you can curse and get crazy and all that good stuff. So, other than that, though, getting crazy and crazier and crazier. I really don't know what to say sometimes. It's just rap has gone down the toilet, down the sewer pipes, and into the Ninja Turtles' home. Now, you know what? I'm not even saying that because Ninja Turtles wouldn't even let this garbage go into their sewer. You know, this would go into, like, Shredder's garbage disposal or something. That's how bad it is. But, yeah. Guys, call in. What is the number? I don't think anyone's, like, listening live right now. Usually with my shows, they're more of podcasts. So then from here, I take it and I post it to the blogs. And then I post it to BitTube and other places. I'm not even sure I could post these to YouTube because of the cursing and some of the topics we're going to talk about. Because I want people to feel free. I don't want people to feel like, oh, I got to censor myself, you know. And they do allow rated R stuff on here, so there's cursing. And with YouTube, you never know. I mean, there's certain YouTubers that do curse on their stuff. But I don't want to, like, go on there, and then all of a sudden, they're like, your channel is shut down or whatever, you know. So I'd rather stick with BitTube and Blog Talk for now. But, I mean, some shows that look a little more family-friendly, we probably could upload to, you know, if we end up doing one where nobody curses and goes crazy, then maybe we could put them on YouTube. Well, no, Alex Jones was on Joe Rogan. He cursed like crazy. I guess it just depends what you say. I don't know. These days it's like, you know, fuck censorship, you know. We're going to say what we want when we want. And, you know, within the confines of the law, at least. But, I mean, you shouldn't get demonetized on YouTube just because you said a bad word. When some people say hella bad words on there, you know, so it's like, and they're big YouTubers, so. Unless you're doing, like, a kid's show, like video games, I'd say, like, maybe don't curse. Unless you're going to market it as, like, more like an adult show, you know, like Angry Game Nerd curses a lot, but I don't think your show is meant for little kids. I think it's more for people my age that actually grew up playing Nintendo. Well, the original NES 8-bit version, you know. Well, we were going to have a couple callers. We only got 15 minutes left. Maybe they ended up drinking vodka. Was going to have the homie James call in, but, you know, we didn't get to have him call in. Another thing, guys, you know, a lot of you guys on Facebook, you don't have to wait for me to go live on the radio or on live on Facebook to talk to me. If you want, you know, just hit me up and we could have like a one-on-one talk. You know, that's all. I'm always open to that one-on-one talk or chat or whatever. But, you know, on the radio show, it's kind of cool because we actually get to talk about a topic. And I started a new podcast that I'm going to give a try. Supposed to do that tomorrow and have a guest on. Not really a guest, but I guess like, a guest. I'm going to have a guest on and he wants to discuss why he believes in certain things. And, you know, we're going to do that. So, but on this show, since I don't have that much room on Blog Talk, I think we're going to do them all live here and just keep the ones that get the most views. And whatever doesn't get them enough views, we're going to just throw it away, delete it to make room, and just end up archiving everything on BitTube. So we'll just put everything on BitTube, and then whenever we run out of room here, just take it off, because I don't really want to pay for extra space and more time and more callers if the show's not even big. I mean, if we make the show really big where it's like huge and it's just doing numbers and when we're making that bank, then, you know, I might upgrade the package. But until then, we're going to just keep the show crazy and fun. And we're going to say the truth. You know, we're not going to hold back. We're going to say the truth about shit and talk about different topics like conspiracies, aliens, ghosts, monsters, legends, magical shit. A lot of great topics. It's not going to be like a conspiracy show, really, but we'll talk about that. I want to stay away from political stuff because that pisses people off and just creates a bad vibe and energy when you do that. And of course, we're going to be talking about hip hop, music, entertainment, public opinion, you know, just sometimes we might be on here saying what we think about our day or whatever, you know, it just depends on what the topic calls for. We're definitely going to be playing and promoting music. Promoting products and promoting websites. So, yeah, that's pretty much what's going on with us. Other than that, I don't know. I mean, that's pretty much it. That's what we're going to do. We're just going to, you know, I don't even know if I'll promote my products on here. I might, but probably just promote websites and BitTube mostly, you know. Maybe products. I don't know. We might do that. We might not. It just all depends on how big the show gets and where we get with it. So for now, though, this is just going to be like a live thing. But I might do a straight up just podcast for BitTube where it's just me ranting and getting going crazy. And then we might do the live thing here where we're live, you know, on the radio, and then we archive them and put them on there. I don't know. Like, there's so many things I want to do this year, but I know I want to get back into podcasting, and this is the first show in a long time. And I know I want to get back into YouTubing and video casting, making reaction videos, and just get in the groove of things again. You know, of course, doing my gaming stuff, products, stuff like that. I just feel like I haven't been on the mic enough, and haven't been getting out there and getting wild and having fun with it. So, you know, that's what we're doing now. Other than that, just, you know, stay tuned. We're going to try to keep the show moving and going. Oh, yeah, also, this episode has been brought to you by BitTube app. You can click the link in the description of this podcast. I think once it's done, or maybe it's on there now, I don't know. Maybe you can get it while it's live. I haven't tried that yet because I don't really want to click on it and then, you know, something happens. But we can do that. And then also, if you're listening on the blog, you can just click on it and get it from there. So there's different ways to go about it. Other than that, though, guys, I just want to say, yeah, Cardi B is a piece of trash. Nobody called it and changed my mind. But, of course, the show's not that big yet. I really want to try to do a 30-minute show a day, which is no excuse why I can't do that. It's easy. And then I want to do, like, one YouTube video a day. And that YouTube video will go on BitTube.
So let's just say one podcast and one video a day, and then one gaming video a day, depending on, like, and that could be any one of my shows that I do video games with. And yeah, and just like really just stay active and keep the money flowing in, but also just keep the entertainment pumped out there and just grow, you know? And maybe do one live show on Facebook a day or something like that. I don't know. I just want to do one thing a day of everything. And I just need to really organize myself. Like, maybe I could do the podcast in the morning or at night. I don't know, depending. Maybe afternoon. But I could get my live stream out of the way early. The thing is, I do like a 2-hour show on another website, a gaming stream. So I do that pretty much every day. So that's like 2 hours sucked up right there. And then it'd be 30 minutes of this and then maybe an hour of Facebook. Or it doesn't have to be an hour. It could be 15 to 30 minutes. Just depends. I always stay, end up staying a little bit longer live on a stream if, like, people go in the chat and it starts to get kind of lit. Then you know, I'll always be on there a bit longer. You know, guys, just hit me up. If you want to be a guest on the show, let me know. If you want to have your music played, let me know. Because that's one thing we're really trying to do is promote music a lot. Among other things, and just really get it out there. So, yeah, or if you want your music uploaded to our YouTube or BitTube account and just get more views, and we'll link back to your account, stuff like that, you know, for musicians and stuff. So, yeah, new rappers with talent and skill, stuff like that. Other than that, it looks like we ended up not having callers, so I might just redo the show or I might leave it up. It just depends. I don't know. We might just leave it up. Who really cares? I don't think this is going to get, like, major views or anything, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe they weren't able to do it. I think they got drunk and they just didn't show up, which is cool. I just wanted to do this to get back into the groove of things. That's it. You know, it's more of just a kind of being re-released into the wild type thing, you know. Not exactly, but yeah, I just wanted to, like, light up the studio again and get live and be live. And I just think that more people like to see gaming streams and live streams where people are, like, you know, on video instead of just this audio stuff. But then again, people that are shy that want to call in can call in. Or if I just don't feel good, I'll probably be doing this more. But I mean, I could still upload these to YouTube and probably BitTube, you know. That's where we want to upload a lot of our content and just have it up there. But yeah, guys, it looks like they flaked on me, like they didn't call in. So we're just going to go ahead and end this one with a song because we only got like 6 minutes left. So this is, once again, it's Sloan Bone of Mo Thugs. And the name of the song is Turn Up. And if they end up calling in, fine. If not, I'm just going to end the show. All right, check it out. The name of the track is Turn Up. Thank you. And we'll be back after this commercial break. Thank you.
Feeling it, got me feeling naughty. I just wanna be body.
I can't stop thinking about you, baby. I think I'm getting a little wasted. I wanna meet you face to face, yeah. Everybody moving in the club, jumping up and down, moving all around, jumping up and down.
Right, guys, and we are back with like 1 minute and 30 seconds left, and I finally found a way to get the call-in number. I gotta share this to Facebook, and then it gives me the live stream link and then the numbers on there. Now, I don't know if that's the number all the time or if it generates like a new number every time I'm live. They just upgraded the system, so I think it is the new number compared to what it used to be. But either way, guys, we're probably just going to restart the show tomorrow. But thank you for tuning in, for the few of you that tuned in to this. And thank you. And go get the track by Sloan Bone of Moke Thugs. The name of the song is Turn Up. It's a smash hit. You're going to want to get it for your parties. Rocking out in the car, rocking out at home. I like it. I'm not even that into dance music, but I love that song. You know, I'm more into rap and hip-hop, a little bit of R&B, classical music. I'm not so much into the dance stuff, but that song rocks, man. So, yeah, Cardi B's still a piece of trash. We're still keeping it crazy and live. We're drunk here on Zon Power Radio. You guys want to call in and have some fun, talk a little bit of trash, get some stuff off your chest, you know, call in. Other than that, I want to wish you guys a great night. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you guys next time. And have a great night. Thank you, guys. Thank you.